This is Renovar Ministries, revealing Christ and renewing one heart at a time.
God's promise to David. One of David's heart's desires was to build God a temple where God's people could bring him honor and praise. However, as much as God loved David and respected him, God's plan was not for David to take on this task during his reign. David was a powerful man when it came to warfare, and he had spent many years fighting off Israel's enemies. Circumstantially, there was a lot of bloodshed under David's leadership due to all the war which was needed to restore the kingdom of Israel. God therefore gave David a special promise that it would be one of his sons who would build the temple instead. Join me as we read 2 Samuel chapter 7 verses 12 to 13 together, where God spoke to David. God said, "Your days will come to an end, and you will die. At that time, I will make one of your sons the next king. He will build a temple for me. I will make his kingdom strong forever." And so, this all came to pass, just as God promised. Solomon understood why his father could not build the temple for the Lord at the time of his reign. He also recognized that during his new season of being king, God had blessed his nation with peace on all their borders. He knew that they could now focus on the mammoth and special task of building the temple. Thus, in Solomon's fourth year of rulership, he diligently started the process of building the temple. Solomon collaborated with Hiram, who was the king of Tyre and an old friend of King David's. He arranged for cedar and pine logs to be sent down the sea from Lebanon onto the shoreline in exchange for supplying Hiram's household with food supplies. Solomon formed a special treaty of peace with Hiram, and Hiram was also well pleased that the temple was being built. Building the temple of the Lord was truly a remarkable undertaking. Solomon assigned certain men to work only with the wood. The logs were cut, transported, and even carved. He assigned others to extract stone, to move it, and to do the shaping and carving. Over the years, thousands of skilled and able workmen worked together in order to accomplish this massive undertaking. During the process, the Lord God spoke once again to Solomon. Let us follow this in 1 Kings chapter 6, verses 12 to 13. "Concerning this house, which you are building, if you will walk in my statutes and execute my precepts and keep all my commandments by walking in them, then I will carry out my word, promises, with you which I made to David your father. I will dwell among the sons, descendants of Israel, and will not abandon my people Israel." All in all, the temple itself was just over 27 meters long, 9 meters wide, and 13 meters high. Solomon added a porch and other side rooms as well. It took a full 7 years before the temple was complete. King Solomon also ensured that the inner room at the back of the temple was prepared in order to keep the Ark of the Covenant. This inner room was just over 9 meters long, wide and high. He covered the entire room with pure gold, as well as the inside of the temple. The inside of the temple was designed with great intricate detail, where there were beautiful carvings of flowers, palm trees, and cherubim. The entire undertaking to build the temple took Solomon 7 years, and it was finished exactly as it was planned. Amen. Solomon revered God and acknowledged God's holiness. He therefore built the temple with great precision and truly brought a holy offering unto the Lord. Solomon was also sure to honor God during the process of building the temple. For instance, if we read 1 Kings chapter 6, verse 7 together, it states, "The stones were prepared at the same place they were cut from the ground. Only these stones were used to build the temple. So there was no noise of hammers, axes, or any other iron tools at the temple." As a leader, Solomon sets a valuable example for each of us. Many of us can do things in the name of the Lord. One could feed the poor, build an orphanage, sing in the choir. But if your heart is not in the right place, if your attitude is flawed, then it is pointless. Solomon shows us that it is how we behave through the whole process that counts. Solomon wanted to build a temple so that he and God's people could bring their worship to God and to have a special place to house the Ark of the Covenant. Sometimes we undertake tasks for the Lord that takes a long time too, but it is how we persevere and complete them that counts. I want to link this directly to how we as God's children are called to finish the Christian race here on earth. In the book of 2 Timothy chapter 4 verses 7, it states as follows, "I have fought the good and worthy and noble fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith, firmly guarding the gospel against error." Church, when you finish the race of Christian fellowship with God on earth, God promises you a special crown of righteousness in heaven. Isn't that amazing? Amen. There is a key to how we finish the race. We can become lukewarm and fall away and miss out on the activities that God has called for each of us to do here on earth. Or we can choose to remain focused on every task at hand. Solomon put God first and saw the enormous project through until the end. He never gave up. His offering was so pure that God accepted it, and the temple was holy enough and pleasing enough for the Ark of the Covenant to reside in there and for the Lord to be present. But since Jesus came to the earth and returned to God the Father, we have the promise of God's Holy Spirit. God promises that His Spirit will be with us. God's Word explains that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 to 20, it states, "Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies." Our role as children of God is to keep the temple of the Lord holy for as long as we live. We must be sure never to grieve the Holy Spirit through sin. But when we notice we are off track, to repent and to turn to Christ once again. God has built the perfect temple when He made you. Are you truly ready to take up the mandate and to preserve His temple so that His presence can fill you and remain with you? I hope and trust that you are saying yes right now. Church, this is a personal decision that each of us have to make. Let me pray with you. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, and our heart's cry is, yes, Lord. We are hungry for your presence, Holy Spirit. Lord, where we have fallen short of your glory, please forgive us and grant us your mercy. Please realign us with your will and your ways, Lord. Spirit of truth, please come and cleanse your temple today and fill us afresh and renew our minds. We ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May His face shine upon you. In Jesus' name, Shalom.
Please feel free to connect with us through our website, www.renovarministries.org, for free resources, or if you need any prayer. May God bless you and your family. Shalom.